Well, we thank the ladies for coming and singing. Trust the Lord will bless that message to every heart. I know that it might be a warning to you this evening, still unsaved, even presuming that plenty of time to be saved. The Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. I thank our sisters for coming. Trust the Lord will bless them and use them as they sing for the Lord here, there, and yonder, as the Lord opens up doors for them. Now we're going to turn again in our Bible to that passage we read earlier, to Luke's Gospel and to the chapter number 5. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5, with God's Word open before us, let us just bow together, please, in a short word of prayer. Our Father and our God, we do thank Thee for Thy presence with us. We thank Thee for the hymns and the messages and song. And Lord, we pray that these pieces would be a warning, even to any in our meeting this evening that would presume upon plenty of time to be saved. Lord, Thy word warns us. It tells us that time is short. It tells us that we are to prepare to meet God. And Father, we pray for those in our gathering that are unprepared for that meeting. Oh God, they may have prepared for many another meeting. But oh Lord, we pray that even this night, they might make preparation for that day when they will meet God. We thank Thee that we can be prepared by being saved through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just bless us in the remaining part of this meeting. Pour out Thy Spirit upon the preaching of Thy Word. Speak to every heart in this gathering. Glorify Thy name. And visit this house with Thy salvation. And may there be rejoicing in the courts of heaven over sinners coming to know the Lord. To this end, cleanse me afresh in the precious blood. Fill me afresh with the Holy Ghost and with the power of God. For we ask it all for Jesus' sake and for Thy glory and honor, O God. We ask and pray all these things. Amen. Our text for this evening we want to look at is verse number 27 and verse number 28 of Luke's Gospel, chapter number 5. Let me just read those two verses with you again. It says, and after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up, and followed him. The hymn writer Philip Doddridge penned a tremendous hymn, a hymn that we all love to sing. And in that hymn he penned these great words. He says, O happy day that fixed my choice on Thee, my Saviour and my God. Well, may this glowing heart rejoice until its rapture's all abroad. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. And those words are really an autobiography. Philip Doddridge's conversion to Christ. And in our Bible reading this evening, in particular in the words of our text, you have Luke's biography of the conversion of Levi, a man who is also known to us in the Bible as Matthew, one of the Lord's own 12 apostles. Now, Levi was a tax collector for the Roman Empire, but on a particular day at his office, in his place of employment, the Lord Jesus Christ meets with him, and the Lord saves him by His mighty grace and by His conversion as a testimony to the wonder of God's great grace. You see, in a moment of time, this man was liberated from Satan's kingdom, and he was brought into God's kingdom. In a moment of time, all his sins were forgiven, and he was justified before God. In a moment of time, his life was changed by the grace of God. And in a moment of time, he was saved from a lost eternity in hell itself. And he was made sure of heaven. And in light of all these tremendous blessings, surely the conversion of this man Levi demands our attention. And may you read of his conversion there in verses 27 and 28, our text for this evening. It says, and after these things, he, that's the Lord Jesus, went forth
and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And he left all, rose up and followed him. And this evening, for a little while, as we would consider this day that Levi came to Christ, there are three things I want you to note about his conversion. If you're not saved, we pray that God will speak to you as we look at these things, that even tonight you might be converted to Christ as it was of Levi on that day and many years ago. First of all, I want you to see here that Levi's conversion, it involved a call. Look at verse 27. It says of the Lord that he went forth and he saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. Here the Lord Jesus Christ is on a journey. He sees this man Levi at his work and he calls him to salvation simply and plainly by these words at the end of verse number 27 when he says to Levi, follow me. It says there of Christ that he saw a publican named Levi. Who was a publican? A publican was a tax collector for the Roman authorities. And in Bible times, these tax collectors, these publicans were rejected by the Jews. They were regarded as the lowest of the low in society. The Jews even thought the dogs in the street were better than the publicans. Indeed, many of them were extortioners. Many of them stole money from the people for themselves. Well, irrespective of who this man was, irrespective of what Levi was, Christ in grace, Christ in mercy comes to him and he says to Levi, he says, follow me. My just as water always flows to the lowest point, so the Lord's saving grace, my it reaches down to those who are far down in sin. Perhaps there's one in the meeting tonight and maybe you're just like this man Levi. Maybe you feel rejected by others. Maybe you feel that people have little or there's no time whatsoever for you in society. Well, I want to tell you this evening that the Lord Jesus Christ has time for you. And in His grace and in His love, He called you to Himself for salvation by saying, as He said to Levi in her text, He says, follow me. You see, the Lord Jesus Christ is the true friend of sinners. There's a hymn we often love to sing, and what does it say of Christ? It says, there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. He's a friend of sinners. Turn over the page in your Bible to Luke's Gospel, chapter 7. And look at the verse number 34. And here you read of what others had said and jest about Christ, but it is so true. The last statement, in particular, verse 34, it says, the Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber. And then notice what it says, a friend of publicans and sinners. And that final statement there is true of Christ. He was indeed a friend of publicans and sinners. My, he is the sinner's friend. You think of this man Levi, whom we're looking at tonight. Levi was one who had sinned against God. He had broken the law of God. And justly he deserved to be punished for his sin in a lost sinner's hell. Yet in grace, Christ comes and Christ calls to him. And he calls him to be saved. And here you see that Christ is true to his own word. For notice what Christ says in verse 32 of Luke chapter 5. He says, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. He calls this man Levi. Oh, and calling Levi to follow him. What was Christ doing? He was calling him to repent of his sins. He was calling him to put his faith and trust in him as Savior and as our Lord. Likewise, friend, the Lord calls you also to repent of your sin if you're still unsaved in this gathering. The Bible says the Lord is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. By the Lord calls you to trust in His sacrifice and in His blood shed on Calvary's cross, to trust in that blood alone for the cleansing away of all your sin, for the cleansing of your soul before Almighty God. You see, the Bible says, without shedding of blood there's no remission. And you need the shed blood of Christ applied by faith to your heart for your sins to be forgiven. And praise God, there is power in the blood to wash away your sins. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. The hymn writer says, what can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Tell me, have you responded to this call? Have you repented of your sin? Have you come to the Lord by faith and asked the Lord to apply His blood to your heart to wash away your sin? Also, in this call to Levi to follow Christ, you'll see that it was a simple call. Christ simply says to him, follow me. You'll notice there that He did not say to Levi that he had to pay money in the church if he had to be saved. He did not say to Levi, you must be baptized if you're to be saved. He did not say to Levi, you must be confirmed or do penance in order to be saved. He did not say to this man Levi that you must do this or that in order to be saved. No. He simply says to Levi, follow me. In other words, we're saying, Levi, come to me and trust in me alone for your salvation. Friend, it's the same for you. In calling you to salvation, the Lord doesn't say you've got to do this work or that work in order to be saved. He doesn't say that you have to pay money into this church or some other church in order to be saved. He doesn't say you have to be baptized or catechized or confirmed in order to be saved. He does not say that you have to join a particular church or religious group or denomination in order to be saved. My, the Lord simply says, come unto me. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, salvation's free. Salvation is without money and without price, because Christ paid the price in full when He suffered on the cross and He cried out, it is finished. You'll see something else here, that this call to Levite was a personal call. It says the Lord saw this man Levi sitting at the receipt of custom, and He spoke to him. He said, Levi, follow me. He called him personally when he was at his work, at his place of employment. He says, Levi, follow me. He singled him out from the crowd. And he spoke directly to him, specifically, personally to him, to follow him, to come to him, to trust him. Friend, is the Lord speaking to your heart tonight? Is He speaking personally to your soul, saying, come to me, trust me, follow me? Maybe even like Levi, your place of work, maybe God has been speaking to you about your need to be saved, about your need to repent of your sin, your need to trust in Christ, your need to get right with God. Maybe the Lord has sent another Christian across your path to witness to you, to share with you the good news of God's salvation. God has been speaking to you personally, singling you out from the crowd. No, D.L. Moody was just a young boy. He was working at a cobbler's shoe shop in the city of Boston, just a young child. And he had a faithful Sunday school teacher by the name of Edward Kimball. And he was a fearful man, yet he plucked up the courage to go into where D.L. Moody was working as a young boy, and he witnessed to him. He spoke to him personally about his need of Christ. And my, Moody responded to that call, and he was saved. Went on to do a mighty work for God. He didn't turn his back. And the Lord singled him out and spoke to him personally about his need of salvation. The Bible says, today if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Yes, Levi's conversion had involved a call. But notice something else tonight. Notice secondly that Levi's conversion, it involved a change. For look at verse 28 of Luke's Gospel, chapter number 5. It says of this man Levi that he left all, rose up, and followed him. And those words really prove that there was a change in Levi's life when he was converted to Christ by God's saving grace. It was an immediate change. The Lord calls him in verse 27, and the very next verse it says he left all, rose up, and followed him. And those words show us there that Levi responded immediately here to Christ's call. He did not delay. He did not presume on plenty of time, as her sisters were singing earlier on. He did not procrastinate and put the matter of his soul's salvation off to another season. No. Oh, unsaved friend, in our meeting this night, I urge you, I plead with you to follow Levi's example here. Do not delay in coming to Christ for salvation. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. The Bible says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The Bible says, it is time to seek the Lord. That's in the present tense. That's now that God is speaking about. Now, tonight is the time for you to seek the Lord. Tonight, this very moment, is a time for you to call upon Christ and to trust him for your soul's salvation. The hymn writer says, while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate and your cry be just too late. Be in time. Let me say this, if death strikes you down in your sin, all hope of salvation for you is gone. It is gone forever. That's why God says, be in time. You may delay in other things in life, and maybe the consequences of that delay will maybe not be too significant. But my, to delay in being saved, in coming to Christ, and death come, what are the awful consequences? You're forever lost and cut off and severed from God for all of God's eternity. All hope will be gone. Every opportunity for you to be saved and get right with God will be gone. Gone from you forever and ever. Never to return. It was an immediate change. Notice something else. It was a complete change. It says here in verse 28 of this man Levi. Notice that it says, he left all. Levi here left behind the baggage of his old sinful life. He turned his back upon his sin. He turned away from that business that was shady, that business that was underhand, that business that was dishonest. Now there was true repentance in his life. This is what the Lord called him to do. What did the Lord say in verse 32? And he said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners. What to? To repentance, to turn away from sin. Likewise, friend, I want to say to you that in salvation and in repentance, God calls you to turn from your sin. The God of heaven calls you to turn from your sin. Turn with me in your Bible back to Isaiah chapter 55. And look with me at the verse number 7. And look at what is said there. And here God is speaking. Speaking to those that need Christ, who need to be saved, and he speaks of their need of repentance. In verse 7 of Isaiah 55, he says, let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. That speaks of repentance, of forsaking, a turning away from sin. It says of Levi that he left all. Friend, are you willing to leave behind your sin tonight and to flee to Christ and trust him and accept him as your Lord and Savior? Now, if you take a wrong road when you're on a journey, what do? You do a U-turn. You get back onto the right road. Friend, because of your sin, you're on the wrong road, the Bible says. The Bible says you're on the broad way that leadeth to destruction, that is taking you down to hell. Oh, to get off this road, you must turn from your sin and turn to Christ, the Son of God, and trust Him as your Savior. God commands you to do this. The Bible says, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Every single one of us in this gathering are called upon by God to repent of our sin and turn to Christ and trust Him as Savior. You'll notice something else here about Levi, that this was an obedient change. Christ said there in verse number 27, He said, follow Me. It says of Levi in verse 28, and he rose up and followed Him. That day Levi received Christ as a Savior. And from that day Christ was his Lord. From that day he lived to do the will of God, his Savior and his Redeemer. Friend, will you not follow Levi's example tonight? Will you not obey God's call to come to Christ and to trust Him for salvation? Well, you may consider these things. You may consider Christ tonight in your need of Him. Yet you might say, I'll put the matter off to maybe next week or to next month or to some other week. God, yes, is speaking to your heart tonight. He's been speaking to your soul and recent times. Yet you say, I'll put the matter off. I'll leave this thing to another time. Let me say this, you may put it off, but God may never speak to you again. You see, in His Word, God says this in Genesis chapter 6 and the verse 3. He says, My Spirit shall not always strive with man. That's what God says. Yes, you may put the matter off, but God may never speak to you again. He may leave you in your sin. He may leave you to perish in your sin. The book of Hebrews in the chapter number 12 and the verse 25, the writer there is speaking about the Lord in heaven, and this is what he says. He says, see that ye refuse not Him that speaketh. You can refuse the voice of others. Maybe other friends, other Christians, even the minister, the preacher, the evangelist. You may refuse their words, their counsel. But it's a solemn thing, it's a fearful thing, to turn your back upon the voice of God. There was once a minister asked to come and speak to a lady on her deathbed, and he spoke to her about her need of salvation, her need to be saved through faith in Christ. And she simply replied to the minister, it is too late. He sought to encourage her, and he spoke to her about the dying thief, that man dying in his 11th hour and being saved in the midnight hour, so to speak, of his life. Yet she kept replying to the minister, it's too late, it's too late. And she went on to say to him, she says, I heard the Lord's voice many years ago, but I rejected the Lord's call. And she died repeating those words as she went out into God's eternity. It is too late. It is too late. Man, woman, young person, boy or girl, it's a serious thing to turn your back upon the voice of the Lord. Bible says today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Don't go on resisting the voice of God. Follow the example of this man, Levi. There was an immediate change. There was a complete change. There was an obedient change. He rose up and he embraced Christ. He followed Christ. He trusted Christ. His conversion, yes, involved a change. It involved a call. But notice one final thing. You'll notice here also that his conversion, it involved a confession. Look at verse 29, the next verse after our text. Notice what it says of Levi. It says, and Levi made him a great feast in his own house. And there was a great company of publicans and of others that sat down with them. After he was saved, what did Levi do? He boldly witnessed for Christ. He was no secret disciple. He has a great feast here in his home. And from this account, from other accounts in the Gospels, we see that he invites the Lord to this feast. And he also invites his old friends, publicans and others. And by this he testifies to them all that Christ is a Savior. He makes a bold stand for the Lord. He's a bold witness for Christ. He confesses Christ before others. just like Joshua did as an old man before the congregation of Israel, when he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." You know, Levi was prepared to witness for Christ, even if it meant opposition from the other religious leaders of the day. Look at verse 30. Notice how they complained of Christ and this company. It says in verse number 30, "But their scribes and the Pharisees murmured against his disciples." And Levi was one of the disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with publicans and sinners?" Why, the feast in itself was a joyous occasion. Levi here was rejoicing in the joy and the knowledge that his sins were forgiven, that all was well with his soul, that he was saved from the wrath to come, and that he was on his way to glory. He was on his way to heaven. And can I say, this is the portion of all whom the Lord saves. He forgives all their sins. Turning your Bible over to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12. And what a Hebrews chapter 8, rather, in the verse number 12. What a promise there is here for all whom the Lord saves. For all who respond to the Lord's call and trust the Lord as Savior and trust the Lord for salvation. Here's the Lord's promise to every man, every woman, every boy and girl who trusts Him as Savior. And look at what the Lord says in verse 12 of Hebrews chapter 8. He says, "For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." That speaks of the forgiveness of all of our sins through faith in Christ. The Bible also tells us that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This was Levi's portion. Is it any wonder he rejoiced? Is it any wonder he witnessed? All his sins were forgiven. Going home to heaven. He was going home to glory. But you know, there's another way also that Levi was to witness. As one of the Lord's apostles, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost, he was to write the Gospel of Matthew. And in the very first chapter of that great book, he makes a tremendous witness and statement for Christ. There in verse 21 of Matthew chapter 1, he speaks of Christ and he says, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." What a life Levi was to live. Witnessing for Christ. Serving Christ. Living for Christ. Until the day the Lord came and called him home to glory. Likewise, dear friend, when the Lord saves you, he wants you, yes, to follow him. To follow even the example here of this man, Levi. He wants you to tell others about your salvation and about the way to heaven. The Bible says that with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. In Acts chapter 9, you read of Philip the evangelist witnessing to the Ethiopian eunuch, and it says he preached unto him Jesus. Why? Because he knew Christ as his Savior. He knew Christ as his Lord. And friend, understand this. You can only witness for Christ if you know him. If you have trusted him and owned him as your Savior and as your Lord. You remember what David said in Psalm 40 about the Lord? He said, "He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock and established my goings." That was David's testimony. Why? He knew the Lord. He trusted the Lord. He loved the Lord. He accepted the Lord as his Savior. The Lord was his shepherd, his Savior, his Redeemer, his all in all. Friend, if this is to be your testimony, then as a repentant sinner, you too must call upon the Lord in faith for salvation. You see, the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That's what Levi did. He called upon the Lord in following Christ. Are you willing to step out in faith? Irrespective of what others say or what others would think. And call upon the Lord and own the Lord as your Savior and tell others about Him. Know your sins all forgiven. Know that if you should die tonight, that it would be well with your soul, that it would be absent from the body, present with the Lord, that your sins are all forgiven through the blood of Christ, that you're saved by His grace and ready for heaven. There's nothing more important. Maybe there was other things pressing in upon Levi that day, we don't know. But he chose that day the one Christ, the Son of God, to be a Savior. He chose the thing that was most needful. He chose God's so great salvation. And he followed Christ and he trusted Him. And he owned Him. Are you willing to do the same? You know, whenever William Shakespeare, the great English playwright, came to die, he wrote these words in his will before others. He said, "I commend my soul into the hand of God, my Creator, hoping and assuredly believing that through the only merits of Jesus Christ, my Savior, to be made partaker of life everlasting." He had that testimony. Why? Because he was trusting in Christ. Trusting in the blood of Christ to cleanse away his sin. By faith, he had called upon the Lord to save him, to be his Redeemer. And friend, of those same words are to be your will. Then you too must trust in Christ and in His blood alone for salvation. The Bible speaks of Christ and it says of Christ, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given amongst men whereby we must be saved." Let me say this, that if you reject Christ as Savior, you die in your sin. Then your soul will perish in hell forever. See, the Bible says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" Oh, in light of that awful judgment, flee this night to Christ. Trust Christ as your Savior. Start living the Christian life. And be sure of heaven through faith in Christ and His atoning blood shed upon the cross of Calvary. What are you going to do this night? With the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't reject Him. Don't despise Him. But come to Him. Call upon Him. And seek Him and trust Him as your Savior and as your Lord. We're just going to bring our meeting tonight to a close. We're singing together the hymn number 245. 245 in the page 275. There is life for a look at the crucified one. There is life at this moment for thee. Then look, sinner, look unto Him and be saved, unto Him who was nailed to the tree. If you want to be saved, look to Christ. Trust in Christ. Call upon Christ. He will hear your call. He will hear your cry. He will save you for all of eternity. We're just going to sing the first and the third verse and the last verse. Verses 1, 3 and 6 along with the chorus standing as we sing.